The phrase digital life itself tells us something useful. A generation ago, we did not need it. What we call digital life was then simply part of life, and for most people it was a thin slice. A telephone in the hall, a postbox on the corner, perhaps a television in the evening. The phrase exists because something new has formed, a parallel structure of communication, memory, and identity that now demands management in the way a household demands management. It is not replacing ordinary life, but it is sitting alongside it. And many of us are bad at the second life in ways we would never accept being bad at the first. The first useful move is to recognise that getting organised digitally is not a one-off project. It is a practice, in the sense that cooking well is a practice. You do not clean your kitchen once and then never again. You clean it because you use it, and the using makes it messy. The digital equivalent is that files accumulate because you work. Apps accumulate because you try things. Emails accumulate because you are reachable. Organisation is therefore not about reaching a finished state, but about maintaining a workable one. A modest, ongoing housekeeping that most of us never set up as a habit. Within this frame, some principles are more useful than others. The first is that every digital object you own has an ongoing cost, and most of us are paying far more of these costs than we realise. An app you no longer use still takes a slot in your attention. A newsletter you never read still occupies space in your inbox and a fraction of a second of your morning. An old account on a service you have forgotten about is still collecting information about you and is still exposed to the next data breach. These costs are individually tiny. Collectively, they form the background noise of modern life. The second principle concerns where things live. Most digital chaos comes from the fact that any given item, a photograph, a document, a password, a recipe, could live in any of 5 or 10 places, and usually does. The question, where is that document, has become, for many of us, a genuine puzzle. The solution is neither expensive nor clever. Choose, in advance, one main home for each kind of thing. Photos in one place, documents in one place, passwords in one place. The choice matters less than the consistency. Once you have decided, stick with it for at least a year. Most people abandon a system after a week and are back to chaos within a month. The third principle is about control of attention. Our phones are not neutral tools, no matter how often we tell ourselves they are. They have been designed, often with great sophistication, to demand attention in preference to every other thing we might choose to look at. Notifications, red dots, autoplay, infinite feeds, and subtle design choices all have the same purpose: to keep you on the screen slightly longer than you intended. Any serious project of digital organisation must address this directly. Turning off almost all notifications, keeping only human messages, is the single intervention with the largest payoff. Many people report that the first week feels quiet in an almost unsettling way, as though they had been living in a noisy room for years without realising it. Beyond these three principles, there is a broader question that organisation of the digital life raises and that mere tidying cannot answer. It is possible to have a beautifully organised phone and still have a digital life that is, in the end, making you unhappy. The well-organized inbox can still be an inbox you spend too much of your waking life inside. The well-sorted photo library can still be a library you scroll through instead of sleeping. Organization solves one problem, but not necessarily the deeper one. What proportion of your life you are choosing to spend in a digital form, and whether that proportion feels right to you. That question does not have a technical answer. It requires, at least occasionally, putting the device down and noticing what else is there. My suggestion, therefore, is modest. Spend a handful of Saturday mornings getting the systems into shape. Then, with the systems in place, use the saved attention for something you actually care about. Organisation is not an end in itself. It is a quiet precondition for having the life you want to have.